I'm Jason Lopez of PodTech.net at the Convergence 2.0 conference presented by The Deal. The Convergence 2.0 conference was held September 17, 2007 in New York City. The mid-morning panel, called Desirable and Viable, Broadband Alternatives and the Third Pipe, was moderated by Patrick Campbell.
I am a partner at Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton & Garrison, which is a law firm based in New York. I am in the D.C. office of Paul Weiss, where I focus on transactional and regulatory matters for communications, IT, and other high-tech companies.
It was an interesting question at the end of the session that you just moderated on the issue of alternatives to broadband and so many different ways to get your internet delivered to people, and that was about demand. Is there demand for services that provide internet access outside of telecom and cable? I'm talking about BPL, WiMAX, those sorts of things. Does that exist right now?
I think so. I think for two reasons. Number one, competition is always a good thing, and I think people, to the extent that there are alternative providers of service, they will find a niche, they'll find a marketplace, and so I think people are always demanding more. They're always demanding different services from different companies, and they're looking for different things to latch onto as a reason to buy a particular service. But not only that, though, you have mobility. There's the issue of people trying to get out of their homes and get internet access while they're heading out to on a business trip, or while they're in the airport waiting on a flight, or while they're simply out and about. You take your kids to the park. Maybe it'd be nice to be able to sit in the park with your laptop while the kids are sort of running around in the park. And so I think there is a demand for services that don't exist today. One of the things about demand that I find interesting is, we spend a lot of our time sitting on airplanes and sitting in trains going through tunnels, and you still can't get good internet service in those places. And I think that there is a huge demand for services of that nature. The other problem is there are certain hard-to-reach areas where telcos and cable don't have infrastructure. And so I think in those areas there is demand for services that maybe power lines can reach, or maybe something like a satellite service can reach.
Yeah. Is there a business reason for satisfying that demand to the last mile, so to speak? Because, the FCC had rules about rural services for radio and for television, basically forcing services into areas where people couldn't get those things. Now you're talking about the internet. We don't really have rules like that right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, right.
Does it make business sense for a company to offer internet services in the tunnels, in the areas that we don't get internet access right now?
I think if you look at the growth of the internet and how things have gone, there was a time when no one really cared that, because we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have internet service. But I think it's the information age has shown us that it's almost like the sort of if we build it, they will come concept, that people are looking for applications and access and ways to get information, send emails. And I think the more you can make those things available to people who don't have it today, I do think that there is a demand for it. Now, whether there's a business case or not comes down to numbers. Is there, will you make your money back when you make the investment? Which is why certain technologies come in like satellite or BPL, because they already have that sort of a built-in infrastructure where there are satellites already in the sky. There are power lines already running to neighborhoods. If the business proposition is to go in and install fiber into all these rural areas, maybe it doesn't make business sense because you may not get enough subscribers to make it worth it. But if the business case is to somehow extrapolate from or utilize existing infrastructure such as broadband lines or such as satellite service, et cetera, then I think the business case is a bit more compelling because the cost of deploying the service is more attractive.
Is BPL, WiMAX, are those sorts of services like BPL and WiMAX going to make the phone companies and the cable companies less relevant as internet service providers?
I don't think so. And I think the reason that they will never become irrelevant is because one of the things that cable and telcos are starting to provide is the whole sort of quadruple play concept. Now, cable doesn't yet have wireless, but if you go to a Verizon, you know, you can get your Fios for internet, you can get your TV video service, you can get your in-home phone service, and you can get a wireless service. And so, and people, I think, like those packages. And similarly with the telcos, you can, with the cable companies, you can get your video, you can get your phone, you can get your internet. Same thing with the satellite companies. You can, they don't have internet or wireless yet, but, you know, they are looking at deals and transactions to provide those services to consumers in a bundled fashion. And so I think Wi-Fi and others will serve their own markets, such as for mobility purposes or perhaps sometimes in the home as well. But I think that the services that are being provided by the telcos and others are still so valuable to people, such as the video and others, that they'll continue to use those services, and that the WiMAX and others will sort of join the fray, create more create more available capacity for people, but won't displace the others. One of the interesting things about demand when it comes to broadband is that, unlike certain other areas, it seems to me that supply creates demand. You know, again, these are advances in technology. These are things, you know, did we know we needed the wheel until we made it? You know, did we know we needed cell phones so much till we actually had them? Did we know how much we'd rely on internet services that was provided for us? What we were demanding was connectivity. We were demanding a way to reach our families. We were demanding a way to be in touch. And so that's the demand, and that demand is always going to be there. And the more people can supply that demand in various discrete areas, I think the more players will have a role, whether it be WiMAX or BPL or what have you.
I wonder if you could name either a technology or a service or something that you think might be dominating the headlines in a year or two.
The one I'll mention, and because it's one I use, and it's probably the one technology that none of this ceases to amaze me, is Slingbox. Sling Media has a device that you can attach in your home to a video device, such as a satellite box or a cable box, and you plug that into your Ethernet port at home, and it streams that video over the internet, and I can access it wherever I am. I have a little cell phone device I can put it up on. I can do it on my laptop, and I do it on the road, and I use it. The other day I was in a store watching the final round of the a golf championship while I was with my family, right? I didn't have to say to my wife, you know, man, there's a game on, and I really want to watch it, so I can't go with you and the kids to the zoo. I was able to go with them, and as I was going along, you know, to check the scores on my Slingbox. It wasn't just checking the score, but it's looking at Tiger Woods, making his shots, making his putts, very clear. Wherever I was, I had that 3G service from Singular or AT&T, it was coming in really fast, really smoothly. And I was in a store, and another father with his family came over to me and was blown away, and essentially said he was going to the store tomorrow to get one, because he doesn't have to miss the ball game when you're out with your family on a Sunday. You know, you can catch parts of it, you can see it, and that's wherever you are. And I think devices like that, we talk about mobility, the ability to get things like, you know, your TV service, which is the same one you have in your home, but being able to get that while you're on the road without much cost, because you're already paying for the data service. The Slingbox itself is software you buy a piece of hardware, and that's it. And you get access, and it's great. I think it's gonna, you know, that's the type of technology that I think will definitely catch on more and more as more cell phones start having it, more devices like the iPhone, if, you know, maybe they'll give up software for that. I mean, you know, so that's the type of technology that I think we'll definitely be talking about a lot more in the next 5 years.
Patrick Campbell is a partner at Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison. He moderated the panel Desirable and Viable Broadband Alternatives and the Third Pipe, part of the Convergence 2.0 conference held September 17, 2007, at the Paley Center for Media in New York City, presented by The Deal.